Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Good morning from Barcelona. It's Thursday the 16th of February and we're currently on top of our hotel in the heart of the Gothic Quarter. The day of the game. John, good night last night?
Great night last night. Better than this morning. We've been having a go at me snoring and baldness all morning.
Snoring and baldness.
No, that last night was good. We had a good wander around. Great city. Really nice. And lots of cheese, courtesy of Riaz, and red wine. And we're looking forward to today to see a bit more of the place.
Riaz?
Yeah, yesterday was really good. Chappy Tours comes up top again via Geneva, which actually wasn't that much of a detour at Bore Lake. It was good. Got here. The city's great. A hotel again, Chappy Tours. Hotel's fantastic. Right in the mixer. Yesterday was good. Good tapas, good food, good booze.
You miss the fact we're actually sat on a rooftop terrace now doing this. Chappy Tours has done us proud again, I think.
Danny, has Barca changed since your last year?
The last time I come was with United about, was it 4 years ago? But I just did the day trip then, which was a big mistake, always is, isn't it?
You don't see as much.
I mean, I met up with everyone, but you don't see as much. But no, it's not changed there. Not changed that much. As I say, it's a great city, isn't it?
John, the match tonight, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking we're going to have our non-title contending pants pulled down by the end of tonight and the second leg.
So you don't believe the myth that these Barca aren't as good as they used to be and all that carry on, because I've been sucked into that, John, that they're not as good as they used to be, and then I got the shock of my life the other day when I found out they're actually top of the league
by some way as well, aren't they?
I've got a feeling that the Premiership has two good sides and then 16 very average ones with an improved Man United, give you that.
I think if we walked out of here tonight with a 1-1 with a draw, well, the away goals don't matter, so a draw of some description would be a great result.
I think there's a few parallels between Barca and United at the moment in that they've probably come through their time in the doldrums and they're on the up again now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're playing Thursday night Europa League when actually both of them, if you look at other teams in the Champions League, you say, well, actually, next year that'll be else.
They had a tough group, Barcelona. I can't remember, they came third, they dropped out, didn't they?
Did they?
But it was a really tough group. Two big sides in there, plus Barca. But
they've got a few injuries, haven't they? What's his name? Is it Dembele? What's the striker called? Barca.
Yeah.
He's out. And someone else. We're carrying a few injuries as well, but I'm quite hopeful of it. I'm looking forward to going there. I went to Nou Camp on a tour with my missus and kid years ago, but I've never seen a match there, so I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm not too worried about what's going to happen on the pitch. I think we've got a decent role, a decent team. We've got an incredible manager.
I'd just like to throw in that alleged.
Yeah, no, it's good to have Casemiro back, I think, for tonight.
Go on then, give us a score prediction, John.
2-0 Barca.
Jesus.
Riaz.
2-1 United.
I'll stick with me 1-1 and I'll be happy with that, and we'll beat him in the home leg.
I'll go 3-1 Barca. Don't really fancy us tonight, I don't think.
Always thought Paul was a wise mind.
Knows his football.
Yeah, always thought that.
Unlike me and Riaz.
Yeah, been there. Absolutely.
Playing with our heart not our head.
Yeah. No, you are top of the Super 6 still somehow.
Yeah. Let's. What about the team? What's the team going to be then compared to... What would you do compared to the team that played against Leeds? Obviously, we've got Casemiro coming in, but what would you do?
Does he play big and daft up front?
He looked better in midfield, didn't he?
Well, he has to, doesn't he? He has to play him.
Yeah, but then you're playing one up top, aren't you? Like, it's, I don't know. I agree with John. I don't think he gives us anything. I've not seen anything. But then you look at, is the other option, we play Rashford down the middle and you go at him with a bit of speed. I just have put him Rashford on the wing and him up front. It is like playing a bit with 10 men.
I don't think that. I haven't seen him do anything spectacular. He doesn't stop. I thought on Sunday against Leeds, I thought he did okay when He was pulled back into the middle. He got stuck in.
Which is fine when you're playing Nottingham Forest in a League Cup. We're playing Barcelona.
I'll give you that. But we didn't spend any money in January, did we? We didn't spend any money on the striker. You look at Chelsea spending hundreds of millions of quid. They got that João Félix, which we should have gone
I'm not having a pop at him too much, but I just don't think we should be playing him tonight.
So I said a question against the guy. I actually think he's going to score two winning goals in the after 90 minutes.
What, for them? Because you haven't picked... your score said...
In Barca, that's what happens.
You think about Graham Hogg, aren't you? And was that 1986?
I'll tell you, with Casemiro coming back then, what about the midfield? Because I don't know if you noticed it the other day, when we scored the first goal at Leeds, the ball across field from Sabitzer to Shaw, and then Shaw crossing it in. That ball was good, but that was like a Beckham-esque type ball. So would you play him? I mean, again... Well, maybe not room for him today.
I think he will play.
Sabitzer and Casemiro.
Yeah.
I think so.
No Martinez, is there today?
No.
Why? Is he banned?
Suspended.
He brought some calmness at the weekend against
Leeds.
As
long as it's not Maguire, I thought Maguire was shocking. Oh my God, really bad. He could have cost us three times against Leeds.
Yeah, but the only other option then is playing Shaw, isn't it? Shaw centre back and
Malacia.
That's what I think he'll play. Sure.
I think you play Maguire.
Well, we'll find out later.
He's just, I don't know, I don't like slagging him off all the time because everyone's on his case. I thought he did all right at Leeds. I appreciate there was three or four horrendous sort of balls up from the back. But overall, I thought, you know, because a key part of United's setup was to hold the ball in defence, but... Without Martinez, we're just lacking that outlet. Someone to distribute it.
Someone that can play the ball.
Yeah.
Varane might gives us an option.
Fingers crossed.
I think Varane and Casemiro will go down well with the home crowd today.
We managed to avoid all the idiots last night, just mooching about the Gothic Quarter. The day trip will be in today. There should be a bit more.
Aren't we going meeting a few of the idiots in a bit? Sorry, lads.
Aren't three of them here with us now?
It's going to be a little bit chaotic, I think, isn't it, later on? 4,000 allocation. Yeah. A lot of.
I'm just glad somebody told me it was the early kickoff.
Yeah.
I think we could have missed it.
Which is a shame. Would it be funny?
Anyway.
While we were on our travels last night, obviously City Arsenal, big game going on last night. 3-1 to City. We didn't see a lot of it, saw a little bit of it. Looking at the league table now, we're 5 points behind. So, John, here's a leading question. Are we in a title race?
As I mentioned earlier, not a chance. They'll go on and win every single game to the end of the season now. Like they've done in previous years, and we'll draw too many, unfortunately. But we're an improving side, not got what it takes this year, no chance.
Yeah, I'm with John. Don't say the T word again, don't jinx anything. I think the progress we've made, if you look at where we were, first game of the season, Brighton, second game, Brentford, oh my goodness, mate. The progress we've made since then is astonishing. Don't say the T word, Champions League are doomed.
So that's two no's.
Yeah.
Are you going to ask me?
No.
Glasses.
Go on then.
It's half full, mate.
Go on.
We're going to win the league. Well, put it this way, let's look at it. Arsenal aren't. Arsenal are now on the downward spiral with the Everton. Who did they draw against?
Brentford.
And now the City lost. They've had it.
Lost to Everton.
Arsenal will finish fourth, right? So it's just us and City.
Yeah, so City and City.
All we can hope is that Arsenal do recover just for that one game in about a week. And beat City, because then that'll give us a bit of a lift. But I agree with John. Unfortunately, City will now go on that run that they will drop very, very few points. And I think it will be City first and us second. That's just unfortunate. But would we have took second place at the beginning of the season with him coming in?
That's it.
I think we would.
Get a few signings over the summer.
For me, it's not about second or third or fourth. I'm not really interested in that. What I've missed is just that sense of possibility. If we can stay within 6 points, the tops of the games have genuine meaning. It's the fact when you
keeps it interesting
when you're 18 points behind and you just and
it
literally
keeps us in the ground past half time.
every game's a dead rubber. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's demoralising. And at least, while the possibility exists, however slim.
Yeah, and it'd be nice to keep that possibility almost to the end of the season, wouldn't it? Because makes you want to go home and watch Match of the Day sometimes, whereas we went for, what, 3-4 years not
more
bothering.
Than that. But I think this is the shape of thing to come now, because I think give Ten Hag some cash, a few transfer windows. We need key players in certain areas. This will be us challenging. And I know everyone's saying, well, hold on a minute, Chelsea, Liverpool have had a really shit season. But don't worry about them. I think we're going to really improve and kick on from here.
Yeah. Here's a question, probably for you then, Paul. If we go out of the Europa League to Barcelona, would it actually do us a favour with all the games we've got? I know it sounds a stupid thing to say, but if we do progress, our fixtures have been a nightmare since Christmas.
Yeah.
Every 3 days. Then
most of the teams haven't got this round, the Europa League.
Yeah, but we've had that double, that League Cup semi-final, haven't we? That was, and that thrown in there as well.
For me, it's a welcome problem. If you're going to start winning trophies, this is the kind of schedule you're going to have to face. So I've got no problem with them being tasked with the guy. It's not helpful if you're just going to focus solely on one competition. But if we're going to become a title-winning team again, this goes hand in hand with it.
Get just this season, obviously, with the World Cup and the Queen's death, and that it's not helped, has it, with the fixes? I mean, it is every 3 days, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think if you're talking stepping stones towards getting back to where we want to be, this for me is a good sort of part of the learning curve. You know, even if we end up empty-handed or we just end up winning the League Cup and that's it, for me this is just a good grounding for them.
Yeah,
it's a good problem to have.
Right, that's bang on. Danny, I am upset about one thing though.
What's that?
Paul Arias, they've run 5 credits now. Catching us up.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that because it's 8. Rolling 3-year window. That 3 years ago, when that dropped off at the end of this season, because that 3 years ago we went to quite a few.
We
went to a lot.
I've looked at
it. Only two, right?
So we'll be on 6, yeah, and they'll be on 5.
I'll tell you what though, I have noticed
since
Paul mentioned it yesterday, the demographic of United's away in Europe is definitely lads that are our age and in the 50s, and then young lads that are like in the 20s. He's nowhere in the middle, is there? And people will say, yeah, but they've got bloody young kids and that. We were still doing it when we were, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's why we're all divorced.
That's why we're all divorced.
Divorced or widowed, that's absolutely.
Good point well made, Paul. Point well made. It actually did come into the arguments in my case. Yeah.
Yeah, when you didn't come to Germany.
You swan off on holiday every 3 weeks.
You didn't come to Germany in the height of the troubles.
That was due to the fact I couldn't move, John. I had a bad back. I really couldn't move.
You mean domestic troubles, you better qualify that.
Anyway... Don't they normally do, what does Nick do? Don't they do Pet 8 or something? Today's Pet 8? How does he end the podcast normally?
Oh, yeah, Pet 8.
Go on, then.
I don't think I've got one. I had one the other day. Okay.
You must have a list, for Christ's
sake. I've got a list. I'll start. Drivers who fail to indicate appropriately at roundabouts do my head in.
You dull fucker.
Oh, I had one last night, didn't I? The lad on the scooter
without lights
and an helmet,
so
and nearly knocked me off.
There's
and
lots of little narrow streets around the Gothic Quarter.
And my pet.
But little sort of electronic scooter.
Yeah. Bikes
and
scooters.
And my pet hate is
hang on.
Dull, boring 50-year-old men talking about dull, boring things.
Well, get used to it.
And on that note.
And they speed along at quite a ride, don't they?
Yeah.
At 20 mile an hour.
No license, no insurance.
Yeah, exactly. No helmet.
Fucking hell. Sound like Victor Meldrew here, John.
I don't believe it.
It was
I'll give you that one, John.
Bad enough having to listen to the observation last night as opposed to hearing it repeated. But
having it recorded.
Repeated again this morning.
Still annoying me.
I'm just going to go with Manchester City.
To win the league?
No, pet annoyance.
Oh, pet, it's good on you.
Like that, I'll do.
That's far better than me, Scoop. Yeah.
Everything is better
in
your scooter story.
Can I just make one point about driving? I'll let it go after that. If you are driving and approaching the roundabout, indicate right. When you want to pull off, indicate left.
Please stop.
The world will be a better place, honestly.
Please stop.
Honest to God.
Edit that,
please. Now you're going to believe us, and now you're going to believe us, and now you're going
to
believe us.
Cheers, Barney. See you later. Bye. Right.
good evening. It's 20, no fucking hell. It's 11:15 local time, post-match. I'm very, very reluctant to start this because it could quite easily go... Well, it's going to be less than 5 minutes because everyone's slightly been a little bit obtuse. There's been a lot of arguments and...
Obtuse?
Yes, obtuse. Right. Christ almighty.
Give
right.
Frank some praise.
Who's Frank?
Thanks and praise.
All right.
Get on with the questions. Go on.
Right, okay. Post-match reflections. Christ almighty. Riaz.
Cheers, Paul. So, go to Barcelona and we dicked them. We should have beat them. And we had a centre-forward. What's his name? Beckhorst. We would have... I tell you what.
What's your thought on Beckhorst, Riaz?
Well, he's a cart horse. He tries hard. No. So, whoa, you can take the piss and all that. And I know I'm drunk and all that. However, I tell you this, right? We come to Barcelona and we're a football team. We are a football team and we weren't a year ago. We come to Barcelona and we're disappointed with the draw. That speaks volumes for how Ten Hag's groaners eat. I know I'm very drunk and all that. They're all taking the piss all
the time. No, no, your Ten Hag comment's good. It's good.
Thank you. I tell you what, because we come here and we're disappointed we're not won. Oh, the drink's coming. Oh, that's mine, that one, yeah. Just one more.
Thank you. Perfect. And any comments on cheese?
Yeah, we've had a lot of cheese everywhere we've gone. What we've done is on the tapas bars.
He's like a big mouse. He's eating a ridiculous amount of cheese.
We've had
plates and plates of it.
The drink and all that, and they do tapas and all that with a bit of cheese.
That is
and
the fucking, cheese. That is neat. I've ordered a rum here and it's just ridiculous what it's turned up.
Here we have it.
Someone's just put orange
in
my shell.
Go for it, nice one. Yes. Cheers.
Okay, that's me.
That's enough for you.
Right. I've had enough. Damn it.
Okay. Go for it.
Game on. I thought you were going to ask me a question. It's the only time I've had to put my hand up.
Do you want a question?
No, it's the only time I've had to put my hand up to talk since, I don't know, the 80s I was at primary school. So he runs a strict podcast, not like Barney, it's all over the show. Paul runs a strict ship. There's rules.
He does.
There's rules and
everything.
Going back to my saying this morning, I said Ved Kirst gives you nothing, and I still think that. I thought today... nailed Donny should have scored. Other than that, he'd give you now. I did predict the draw, whereas no one else did. I did predict 2-2, 1-1. I do feel coming out of there disappointed, like Riaz said. I thought, you know, it feels like a loss. It would have been better them going 2-1 up in front and we come into 2-0. But fingers crossed, put that behind us and next week we'll go into it with a different
game.
We can beat them. They're not as good as what they think or what some people
think.
We're better. They will fear us after today. 100% they will fear us. And one last point. When I come here 4 years ago and Rashford in the first few minutes missed a mega chance and I turned to the bloke next to me and I said, top strikers would have scored it. And I said at the time, like Aguero who was at the time, like Ronaldo who was at the time, Rashford isn't.
Lucid, isn't he?
But... How has Ten Hag turned Rashford round?
Yeah.
He's feared over you. He is a top player now, and I didn't think he was for years. I never thought he was.
Best striker in Europe.
He's great. He did well tonight. And we should have nailed on. I'm not seeing it on the TV. We should have nailed on at the penalty.
Yeah. 3-1.
Then it would have been a different game. But well played. I thought good performance away from home. Shame the away goals don't count. And what a trip, great trip, and I hope I don't see...
I'm going to give Danny a kiss now.
I hope I don't see cheese ever again for at least about 6 months.
Why?
Riaz, shut up.
Cheers.
So,
I feel ashamed. I feel ashamed that once again I've been out-educated by Danny on predicting football results. I said 2-0 to Barcelona, didn't I, this morning?
You did. What do you know about football?
What do I know about football?
Nothing.
Well, what I know about football is now is that Barcelona aren't that good. And United are really improving. So, oh, yeah.
Eric.
I'm a happy man.
Stop banging on the table.
Sorry, rule 72.
He's what? What's rule 72?
Stop banging on the table.
I like that. Yeah.
Tight ship.
But yeah, I thought they did well. I thought United should have won the game. Unlucky not to win the game. Stone cold penalty.
Penalty.
Absolutely, all day long. Even though Rios was telling me it was outside the area, but what does he know?
Can't believe that's all
rum. And now we're on the quadruple
beaker of rum.
Barcelo Rons.
It's outrageous.
And it's going to go where it sits up in a minute. Bye bye.
Thanks, Paul.
Your last closing comments.
Closing comments. What did I think about the game? In conclusion, 2-2, yes. Good result, better than I expected. Next week, I'm expecting much of the same. I think it's going to be a very, very open game. We could be 2-0 down after a quarter of an hour. We could be 2-0 up after a quarter of an hour. I have no idea how this one will go. I think they're pretty even teams. They, despite everyone's quite sort of buoyant coming out. Yeah, we did Barca. For me, from my perspective, that they still dominate. Like, first half, they were all over us, really. We had that chance from Weghorst.
We had the better chances, but they controlled the game.
Second half, we came into it with a better side, like, up and, you know, to take it to 2-1 after they scored.
United are back. That's all you need to know. We are back. By the way, you know, we wouldn't have had this
Anyway, in conclusion, I'm really sorry. Bye. Good night.
Hello. This is Nathan, and I'm with Nick, and we've just watched the Barcelona-Man United game from Manchester, though, and I think listening back to this, we'll be the calm ones after a day of lots of red wine and tapas and stuff that everyone else will have been doing all day.
You'll be lucky if there's a podcast afterwards from them, to be fair, considering Shane had all you can drink San Miguel on tap for breakfast this morning.
At 10 in the morning.
10 in the morning, getting a picture of should I have fresh orange juice or San Miguel.
Very jealous of that. Obviously, looks amazing as always. Nick, what do you think of the game? As always, Nick was late. I watched the first half on my own because Nick is always late.
I'll just get up and leave work an hour earlier than I'm paid.
Yeah, you should.
I can't do that. quarter to six kickoffs are bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm putting that out there. I get my hate of the week in there early. Bullshit. I know you like them.
I quite like it.
I work till half six. It's crap. What am I going to do for the first half? I'm sat there trying to speak to clients. I've got my phone in one hand. No. Anyway.
I like it. What did you think of the second half?
I did watch the first half, to be fair. I had it on my phone.
You were busy then, yeah.
Well, like, I'm in the middle of a video call. I've got my phone in one hand and I'm trying to fucking help people. I thought it was quite good, actually, to be fair. I was pleasantly surprised that we actually wanted to take the game to them a little bit more than probably what I thought. I thought we'd be a bit more cautious with how players like Eriksen and Martinez in there. I thought there might be that element of caution. But pleasantly surprised. I really like the direction, the way this team's going. And if that's the best that Spain's got to offer, I know it's probably to start on a negative, but fucking hell, the Scousers will probably beat Real Madrid, won't they? Champions League, sorry. Anyway, but that was a
that
really...
That was me shaking that my was, head.
I know it was you shaking your head. Yeah, I felt that. But that is... I thought it was a great performance today. Appreciate we conceded two sloppy goals, and Fred's not great from the corner. De Gea flaps at a couple of them as well. It's not ideal. Fair enough, and I know there's people out there that don't really like Dave, but from the positives from today, we could have scored a lot more than what we did. And when was the last time that we went to the Nou Camp and we thought, we can fucking have these bastards? That's not a fixture that you go to and think you can take a game to somebody. I thought we were outstanding. I thought Rashford tonight looked absolutely terrifying. And Barcelona looked utterly scared of him. Mm-hmm. Like, really, really scared of him. Like, more scared than what a lot of Premier League teams do. And probably rightly so, because he looks so up for it.
Yeah, and I think they were more scared of particularly Rashford than we were for any of them. Like, I don't think that.
Yeah, not terrified of any of them. Leeds rejects, you know, they took him down. Oh, he scored. But
and they were lucky for both of the goals, weren't they? I think we were brilliant. I think first half we were solid. Like, we started really well. We had like a 10-minute period just after that where they sort of took control, but we, like you say, we took it to them and we weren't concerned. And I think, I don't know if it's a result of the fact that there's no away goals anymore, but I think it's just, it was a good game. Like, both teams were at it. If there was away goals, they wouldn't have played the way they did. Do you know what I mean? Like,
probably not, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it makes it better football, I think
we would have gone and done the same thing though anyway. But I don't think they probably would have.
Oh no,
we would have done
the same because we're going for the away goals.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have played, and it just makes it better football, I think. Yeah. I do think that
it's not as tense. Yeah, I quite like away goals. Not being knocked out on away goals is bollocks. I think back to 2002 when we played Bayer Leverkusen and we were better than them over both legs. So I remember being, I wasn't there at the away leg, but I was there at Old Trafford for the second leg, and just remember thinking, we are so much better than these. How are they getting to the European Cup final? It's crap. But so I like the idea of moving away from away goals and making sure there's a clear winner, and I think that's great. But so much needs to be said tonight, and it might not have been the most perfect performance from both of them, but I thought it was a good enough performance. But from Varane and Casemiro to have that experience to go somewhere like the Nou Camp, where they've been going there for like the last 10 years, there was that moment in the second half, as I said to you, and you're watching it, and Casemiro just walks over to Varane, doesn't even look at him, and it just gives him like a little nudge, like a little chest bump and a little nudge, just to say, we've fucking got these bastards, we're here, we're playing in all white, like Real Madrid are playing, like, we're coming in, we're fucking going to do these bastards. And I love that, and I thought it was great. And
I think that's what, I know we keep saying it, like, I know we're moving on to next week, but to me that is hopefully what will do us next week. We've got experience. We've got that core of players who have won everything. We've got a manager who's won stuff. And it's just for the first time, I know, you know, we've had past managers who won things, but it just feels like finally we've got a core and we've got a group of players that are going to win stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And when was the last time? I don't know when the last time I would have, me particularly, would have turned around and go, this team will win something.
Oh, we're going to win stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to win. But the thing is, though, we're in a state of where we're not even being, I don't think we're being cocky or arrogant about it. No. I think we're thinking we're seeing clear progress, and you're seeing.
Well, that's like you say, like,
today, look at where we last were when we played there under Ole. There's still a couple of bodies out there that are roughly similar. Are they? De Gea's and Luke Shaw's. There are players like Marcus Rashford. There's still those players that are.
Yeah, but Rashford is 10 times a player.
That's my point. It's like, look at where we are now.
And when tonight wasn't.
And look at where we are in terms of podcast quality compared to that Barcelona away from 3-4 years ago.
I've still never listened to that.
I don't know what the number is.
If the quality of the podcasts that you've all listened to from what those over there are doing right now is anything like that, sorry.
We know what they're going through right
But now. Tonight, we did that without our strongest team. That wasn't our strongest team. You know, Martinez, like you say, like, we've not got Eriksen playing, but we've held our own.
Anthony. We're not talking about one player or two players, we're talking...
We've held our own, and we arguably were the better team. I'd say we were the better team. Like, no, they were more... In terms of, they were more concerned about us than they were about, you know, like...
Oh, they were definitely more concerned about what we do. I think it was pretty even, and probably a draw.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think a draw is fair. A draw is fair, because obviously they hit the post, didn't they, and stuff... But
if they're going to come out and play that way at Fortress Old Trafford, is what we're making it now over the last few.
And we've got those players
and
back.
Those players are back. I just don't see there's a way that if we fuck that game up, that would be a genuine surprise.
Yeah.
When can we sit there and say we're about to play Barcelona at home and be that confident about it? Because I mean, even in the 2008 semi, you were sat there thinking, oh dear me, this is still a pretty good side. If we can get through this is impressive. And I know we got through it, but let's be honest. must have been pretty split from a lot of United fans were thinking, can we actually get through it? I don't think there's a United fan that sat there thinking, we're getting knocked out. Please don't play this back in a week and quote me on that. But right now, you know what I mean? I don't think there's a United fan that's thinking, are we going to leave? We're not, are we? We're looking at that
I imagine everyone who's coming out the ground right now is going, one, that was an amazing game, because it was brilliant.
Apart from the view, if you saw it behind the view.
And two, bring it on. As soon as that game finished, I was like, I cannot wait for next week.
Yeah.
That's going to be brilliant.
I think we're going to compete with anyone, and if we can get through, and that's what tonight's taught, by the way, is taught that I think we compete on the pitch with anyone. We've seen that against City, who are one of the best sides in Europe. We've seen that we can compete with Arsenal, with a second string team, with Casemiro missing through suspension and stuff like that. And I think if that's the best we've got to offer in our country, that's the best of what Spain have got to offer. What other countries out there
can we compete with?
Still adding to this squad. It's so encouraging.
I think it's quite a false position that this game is a playoff to get to not even the quarterfinals of the Europa League, when both of these teams are now in the current position they're in really good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know it was cliche that it was being said, this could be a European final. That game,
the best two teams in this competition probably is an Arsenal, aren't they? You know, realistically.
And we've held our own, like you say, it's just, brilliant.
Bold prediction, and I'll put this out there and let's see how this goes. If we beat Barcelona and we knock them out next week, we will beat Newcastle. If we get knocked out to Barcelona on Thursday, I think Newcastle will beat us in the final. Because I think that, imagine if you're Newcastle and you're thinking, there's Casemiro, I'm playing Varane, I'm playing players like Marcus Rashford in the form of his life, I'm playing Bruno Fernandes, who's one of the best players in the world, and things like that, Sandro. But you're playing these kind of players and you're thinking, Luke Shaw's in the form of his life, you're thinking, these lads are just not Barcelona, aren't they? The fucking real deal of experienced winners. That will put the fear of God into him. And make no mistake about it, that game, to me, and I know people disagree because of having this conversation at work, but that game against Newcastle is bigger than next Thursday because there's a guaranteed trophy at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there are people that disagree. There are. But anyway, but that's the thing is, and winning that game, it doesn't matter about tightness or turnaround, that puts the fear of God into him. These have just beaten Barcelona. This is La Liga's best. Those next two games are going to be so incredible to see, but obviously Leicester in between. But those two games are going to be incredible. And I wish I was here for both of them. But anyway,
they're going to be great. I agree. I think even it's one of them. I think it's a double edged sword because I think if we were to lose, then it'll give them.
But we're Manchester. We're not a French city.
No, but I think, God forbid, we do lose next week. I don't think they're gonna feel sorry for themselves. They'll go on and kick on to do it.
I do worry about that. But I get your point. But I do worry about that. And I think that whatever happens in one game will probably happen in the second one. And you just think, where do we go from? And this is where we find everything about this squad out. And even Leicester, to be fair, on Sunday is going to be part of that. Where you think, we're coming back from Arsenal, we're coming back after a draining game.
I imagine there'll be changes. I do think there'll be changes.
Well, I mean, you're going to get Martinez probably playing there only as well. There's going to be some shuffles. I do want to say a special shout for Malasse, because I do think he was quite good tonight. I thought that he really did a great bit on that left-hand side. He looked like he worked tirelessly throughout the game. So I know there was other people that performed well, but considering he's not in your best United 11, is he? You know, I thought he did very, very well tonight, so I was quite happy with him. I think we wrap it up. Leave it to boys in Barcelona. So there's no debauchery on Paul's watch, apparently. I'm looking forward to hearing what they've got to say.
Drunken
buffoonery, I think was the word that Paul described it in about a second.
Okay, so if there's going to be something after this, then I hope it's good. And if not, then glory, glory, Man United. We've got a new mag to sell on Sunday. Obviously, it's the first time in a while because of the match pile-up. So looking forward to doing that again. So
Big Tom Cleverley interview in there as well, which... even Barney's not even sent us. And I've asked him, like, at least two or three or four times, literally asked him for that and everything. He's like, no, you can read it in the mag. And it's like a six-page, apparently he said it's really, really good. He's so honest, sits down and he's gone through everything and he's still proper United at the end of it. So I'm looking forward to reading that because It sounds like a really good interview, the way that Barney's been. So if anything else, buy it for that. Because I think it'll be worth that. But yeah, so it'll be on sale in the usual spots, won't it? Old Town Football, some that must be away on Sunday. Come and say hello.
Go Man United. To the regiment, goodbye.